We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Debrief, March 27, 2024. Something else that came out of the league meetings, more and more of a push for streaming with NFL TV coverage. We got the announcement that Amazon Prime will carry a wild card game. We also got the announcement that the game in Brazil featuring the Eagles on the first Friday of the regular season, September 6th.
And not the Steelers. They're not going to be in that game, Rooney confirmed yesterday.
That game will be exclusive to Peacock. I don't think we are far away from the NFL wild card weekend. From both of those Saturday games being exclusive to streaming. Like, one game is on Peacock, one game is on Prime, and then they let Sunday and Monday go to the networks. I don't think we're far from that.
I want to disagree with you and say, no, Donnie, you're wrong. This is sacred. The NFL would never. But then I say, get your head out of your ass, Chris. Of course Donnie's right. These streaming platforms are willing to pay. The NFL feels like this is ultimately the future. They're going to keep doing it. I don't know. I do feel like an old guy raging against, like, I wouldn't even call it progress, Pony. It's not progress. It's more pay for play or pay to put it on TV. It's closer to pay-per-view. How many people, by the way, are going to sign up for whatever streaming service they need to watch one of these games, forget to cancel it after 7 days, and then get pissed off that they got dinged with a monthly charge for at least a couple months?
I just don't know where they recoup the advertising money that's lost. So clearly one of the big reasons why Fox and CBS pay so much money for NFL games is because it's like the one thing that's DVR proof or on-demand proof that people need to watch these games live. They're addicted to football. So when you do that, you have people that are sitting on their couch and watching your beer ads and your sports betting ads and your pizza ads and everything else, and you get massive audiences. Every year there's a graphic that comes out that shows like the top 100 broadcasts from the year, and 90 of those are NFL games, 5 are college football, and like one or two others might be the Oscars or some other event. It's all NFL. And so when you go to the streaming, you shrink the audience. So if you're dealing with a smaller audience, how do they ask Coors to spend the same amount of money for a game that's going out to 33% of the people that it would if it's on regular TV?
Do you think they've done the math and feel like that the payment, that the bulk lump sum payment that the streaming platform has to pay to get the game makes up for that? They have to think that. Or that they're in the black, actually.
Well, I actually think it's a move by the NFL thinking that, like, this is the future, that eventually everything is going to be a streaming service deal. So we can't ignore that, and we can't be behind the times on that stuff. But like, I've heard a lot of people say they think eventually the Super Bowl is just going to be like a pay-per-view event or just on streaming.
I disagree with that.
I don't think it will.
I disagree. The World Cup's not. I know it's not an American thing, but I never think we're going to get to that point. In fact, in our lifetimes, I don't think the conference title games will ever be streaming only or pay-per-view.
No,
I get
the feel that the most they'll go is
I think wild card could be coming with the wild card.
But why, like, so why is the wild card thing something that makes sense, but there isn't every week with 16 possible games? Why isn't there one streaming only game every NFL Sunday?
Well, there is every Thursday.
Right.
You're saying they should make one Sunday game on that slate a stream
I'm
game.
I'm shocked they haven't done that.
So pick the most attractive game, or would you pick a crappy game?
I mean, the wild card game is a pretty damn attractive game. It's a friggin' elimination
game. Here's why I don't
think
there's a stream-only game.
We've seen them experiment that with that a little bit with some of those London games. They'll do just what
ESPN right.
Plus.
You're right.
Yeah, but that's like a one or two off.
And that's also a standalone time frame where they can do it. Here's why I don't think it's taken off the way you're describing Pony on a Sunday. I think Red Zone is too addictive to people. I think they just feel like that game might get cratered by people just flipping on our pal Scott Hansen and then not flipping off.
They acted like the Chiefs-Dolphins game was a success because it set all kinds of streaming records. Mm-hmm. But when you compare the number of people that watched that compared to the other playoff games, it wasn't even close.
Do you think this is like a loss leader for them, like to where we both said they just feel like this is the future?
This is the long game.
They're willing to suck it up in the early term here?
But I don't know what... So everyone says the future is the future is the future, but what is the... What is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
What
are they eventually waiting for? Like,
do you know what it makes me think of?
Like, the terrestrial channels don't exist anymore, and it's just all streaming apps. There's no more Fox and CBS. It's only Amazon, Netflix,
Hulu,
Apple.
No, because because in the case of Peacock, it's owned by NBC and Comcast. Like, they're not going to do away with broadcast over-the-air television.
But maybe all of it just goes to streaming, Chris.
You're still going to be able to put bunny ears on your TV 50 years from now and get, you know, channel 2, channel 11.
Yeah, but that's going to be the big exception, right? Is that much the number of people
that
have?
I don't know, man. Is streaming really taking over the way we thought it would? Because don't you see all those memes about people who are like, "Well, I needed this streaming service and this streaming service to get this, 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 and this," and they're like, "Congratulations,
you have cable.
Streaming. You have created cable television." It's
and
like when
you still can't get Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
It's like
on anything.
Uber.
I think there's like one.
Fubo.
Yeah, that's Fubo. What it is.
It's like when Uber and Lyft were first starting out. People were like, "So wait a minute, I can call a thing and have them come and pick me up and take me to a different place." Congratulations on creating a taxi cab.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.